KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly clear and 53 degrees in Atlantic. We do look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today with a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In the latest area news, Red Oak police arrested a woman at around 1:40 a.m. today. 36-year-old Rachel Hope Shum McAlpin of Red Oak was taken into custody for violation of a custodial order. She was brought to Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 bond. And on Tuesday evening, Red Oak police arrested 31-year-old Jennifer Rose Latham of Red Oak at the Red Oak Dollar General Store on a theft charge. She was charged with theft in the fifth degree. Latham was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. A special election was held Tuesday in the Adams County town of Prescott. Voters there cast their ballots for mayor and two councilmember at-large positions. All three posts were to fill vacancies. There were a total of 80 votes cast out of a possible 157, or nearly 51% voter turnout. Unofficial results from the Adams County Auditor's Office show Teresa West was the winner for mayor with 54 votes. Jerry Logray had 26. For the first council at-large position, which expires in 2019, Kimberly Reed won with 53 votes. Lana Ray had 26. And in a council at-large position, the term of which expires in 2021, Cheryl Holbrook was the winner with 55 votes. Gregory Allen Wilkinson had 24. Cass County Board of Supervisors met Tuesday morning at the courthouse during Atlantic and in Atlantic, and during their session, engineer's assistant Dennis Vogel provided information on three projects. The Iowa DOT has reviewed the bids received by Cass County for the projects, and only one apparent bid was received for each project. The bid for the first project was 114.8% of the engineer's estimate. According to County Engineer Charles Bechtold, re-advertising the project without any change to the contract requirements would not have likely resulted in a lower bid. And after a short discussion, the board approved a motion to award a contract for an Olive Street Hot Melt Asphalt, or HMA, overlay project to Henningsen Construction in the amount of slightly more than $2 million. A bid for the second project, that was a concrete box culvert replacement on Newport Road, was less than the engineer's estimate. The project was awarded to Gus Construction for $408,131. And the bid for the third project, an HMA overlay on the Lewis Road for 2020, was 102.7% of the engineer's estimate. And again, the engineer said that re-advertising without any change to the contract would not have likely resulted in a lower bid. Therefore, the board awarded the project to Henningsen Construction for a little more than $1.035 million. In other business, Cass County Treasurer Tracy J. Marshall said she had received an offer to purchase a 2019 county-held tax sale certificate for a parcel of real estate. Per the agreement, the purchaser would pay back taxes, penalty, interest, and an assignment fee. And after a short discussion, the supervisors voted to assign a tax sale certificate to Theodore Wanio for all back taxes, penalty, interest, and the assignment fee. The Atlantic Police Department yesterday released details on a number of recent arrests. Most recently, on July 22nd, 53-year-old Donald Wilson of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for possession with the intent to deliver and ongoing criminal conduct. On July 21st, 40-year-old Tobin Jensen of Atlantic was arrested for violation of a no-contact order. On the 20th, 50-year-old Randall Lewis of Anita was arrested for OWI first offense. Also, 29-year-old Joseph White of Atlantic was arrested the 20th on a Cass County warrant for domestic abuse assault, impeding air and or blood flow, causing bodily injury. On July 17th, 17-year-old Gage Mundorf of Atlantic was arrested for arson in the first degree, burglary in the first, theft in the fourth, and criminal mischief in the fourth degree. On July 14th, 29-year-old Tyler Mills of Atlantic was arrested for four counts of violation of a no-contact order, stalking, and tampering with a witness. And he was arrested on July 16th as well for eluding. On July the 12th, 41-year-old Israel Sanchez of Phoenix, Arizona was arrested for public intoxication. Well, each of those subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail. Mundorf posted bond and was released. Red Oak police report a Council Bluffs man was arrested on multiple warrants Tuesday afternoon. They took into custody 31-year-old Joshua Arthur Rhodes of Council Bluffs on an active warrant for sexual abuse in the third degree, a Class C felony. Rhodes was brought to Montgomery County Jail and held on a $10,000 bond. He was also arrested on another warrant for failure to appear on a driving while revoked charge. The additional bond was $5,000 for a total of $15,000. In our funeral announcements, Eileen Eleanor Pauley, age 76, of Panama, died Saturday at Merzhu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Eileen Pauley will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Kevin Funk, age 47, of Greenfield, died July 16th. Funeral services for Kevin Funk will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Velda Marie Groover, age 89, of Redfield, died Sunday at Adele Acres. A celebration of life for Velda Groover will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Redfield United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. Alice May, age 72, of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Alice May will be Friday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Donna Kirsten Sorensen, age 92, of Moorhead, died Friday. Memorial services for Donna Sorensen will be this Friday at 5 o'clock at the C.G. Terkildsen Center in Harlan. Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Henrietta Henry Joan Beckenhauer, age 85, of Manila, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Henrietta Beckenhauer will be Saturday at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home of Manila has arrangements. Mary Louise Simons Carlisle, age 95, of Griswold, died Sunday. Funeral services for Lois Carlisle will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Recon Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Norma Johnson, age 95, of Greenfield, died January 11th at her son's home in Missouri. Memorial graveside services for Norma Johnson will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Freeman H. Mike Forrest, age 95, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Services for Mike Forrest are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Kim Rudolph, age 58, of Hamlin, died Saturday at the Oakland Manor. Per her wishes, cremation has taken place and a private celebration of life for Kim Rudolph will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.